This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You're listening to The Checkup, our weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland. The Affordable Care Act is a massive law. It touches nearly every aspect of healthcare in the country, and not just physical health. It includes significant provisions for mental health. With us to talk about how the Affordable Care Act is changing mental health care in Maryland is WIPR reporter Mary Rose Madden. She recently put together a five-part series called The Magic Pill: Will the Affordable Care Act Fix Mental Health Care? Welcome back to the show, Mary.
Thanks, Sheila.
Mental health coverage is part of the essential health benefits that all insurance plans will have to include. How many Marylanders with mental health problems may now get access to care who have not had it before?
Well, the numbers that they say NAMI puts out, it's National Association of Mental Illness, it's an advocacy group, they say one in five families in the United States battle mental illness in some form, and that's no different for Maryland.
Over our lifetimes or every year? One in five families are dealing with this. I'm trying to get a sense of
Sure. I think they're just saying at any given point,
okay,
one in five families.
Wow.
Right. And then the White House says expanded coverage for mental health benefits will hopefully go to 62 million people in the United States. So there's a lot of people who are battling mental illness.
So the Affordable Care Act expands coverage to a lot of people. What's the downside?
So the downside is there's been a huge shortage in the workforce for mental health care and substance abuse. They're putting those two together soon, and it's called behavioral health care. So there's a huge shortage in the workforce, and that's expected to get only worse as more people have access through health insurance.
We're talking about shortage of psychiatrists, psychologists, trained counselors. I mean, what kinds of providers are you saying in short supply?
So there's shortage of all kinds of behavioral health specialists, huge shortage of psychiatrists, licensed social workers, child and adolescent psychiatrists, especially in different parts of the state, especially in rural areas. There's a huge shortage of mental health professionals. So what the figures say, 77% of the counties in the country, so even in Maryland, have a severe shortage of prescribers, psychiatrists. And then 20% of the counties have a significant need for psychotherapists, counselors of any kind, those who can't prescribe.
You mentioned a shortage of people who work with child and adolescents who have mental health problems. Any other age categories?
Yeah, actually, there's a big shortage in the geriatric psychiatric population.
What's driving the shortage?
So there's a number of things that are driving the shortage. You know, they sort of put a bunch of things together to look at the problems. There's a high vacancy rate. There's a high turnover rate.
High vacancy rate
in nonprofit behavioral health services.
Uh-huh.
So those folks who are answering the telephones and sort of the frontline people, they can't get the pay isn't high enough to keep people in the seats and to train them adequately to do their jobs well. So and they're competing with, according to NAMI, they're kind of competing with McDonald's for those kinds of positions. And then the other thing is there's a significantly lower reimbursement rate for mental health providers. So with the insurance companies. So a lot of psychiatrists, there's a shortage overall, and then many of those who are left aren't accepting health insurance. So, you'd have to pay out of pocket to get, to get psychiatric care.
So who's picking up the slack in the current system, mm-hmm, when there's a shortage? Who picks up the slack?
So a number of ways that that people told me they're trying to sort of fix the problem, but also kind of work around the problem. The insurance companies said, they would love to raise reimbursement rates, but that would mean higher premiums, and the employers would have to pick up the cost. So they said they're looking into peer providers as an option.
What is a peer provider?
I think a peer provider is when, someone who's battled mental illness and gotten through maybe to the other side. I mean, they say that there's no cure for mental illness. There's only treatment. So someone who's, gotten the necessary and the appropriate treatment sort of counsels and provides help to those who haven't yet found what will work for them. The other things that folks told me about is telemedicine, which is sort of video conferencing, where a doctor would contact a psychiatrist to either prescribe something or to go through some sort of psychotherapy that they themselves aren't aware of or you know, just don't know.
And do this by distance.
Right, right. So it would help a lot with in Maryland, sort of with the rural communities, sort of, you know, with the great need, they could sort of video conference Johns Hopkins, you know, specialists and that kind of thing. And that would be done through primary care physicians. So for a long time, primary care physicians have been sort of writing, I guess they call it sort of more simple prescriptions. Like if you sort of come in and you talk to your primary care physician and they think they can handle it, you know, they'll write those prescriptions. But now it'll probably be happening more often.
On Maryland Morning at 8:01, this is The Checkup. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with WIPR reporter Mary Rose Madden. She recently put together a 5-part series about how the Affordable Care Act is shaping mental health care in Maryland. You know, this question of access, it isn't just a matter of whether there are enough doctors. It's whether those doctors are in your insurer's network. You spoke with Stephen Sharfstein, psychiatrist and president and CEO of Shepherd Pratt Health System, and he told you that insurance companies try to keep their networks small because it saves them money.
How is that? People get frustrated. They can't find a clinician that's got an open time, and so they either go and pay for it out of their own pocket or they don't go for care.
Insurers dispute that. Here's Pamela Greenberg from the Association of Behavioral Health and Wellness, which represents behavioral health insurance companies.
We need providers in our network or we won't be able to operate. And providers oftentimes need to take insurance because that's where people want to go.
What is the state of Maryland doing to make sure insurers provide adequate networks of psychiatrists?
So I spoke to Stephen Sharfstein's son, the Maryland Health Secretary, Josh Sharfstein, mm-hmm. and he said he's you know, sort of trying to take this problem head on. It's accuracy and adequacy, whether they have enough doctors in the network and whether the patients, the consumers can access, whether the information listed on the insurance network's rolls is accurate.
Your series asks the question, will the Affordable Care Act fix mental health care? What's your answer to that question?
I think it helps. I think there's a lot of good things that people would say, you know, is a step in the right direction. You can't be turned away for a pre-existing condition under the Affordable Care Act. Mental health care is an essential health benefit. And there's this parity law that's involved where now, you know, anyone who has mental health care, so that'll be everybody, it has to be covered in an equitable way to physical problems that you're having. So those are a lot of improvements that are sort of coming together at the same time to help the uninsured and the underinsured. They say there's 45 million adults who have a mental health condition and less than half of them get their health care needs met. So I think it helps, but I think that unless they address the doctor shortage, a lot of those people would be walking around with insurance cards without doctors.
Mary Rose, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Mary Rose Madden is a reporter in the WIPR newsroom. You can hear her 5-part series, The Magic Pill, Will the Affordable Care Act Fix Mental Health Care? At the WIPR newsroom website, that's at news.wipr.org. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, Doctors and Courtesy. Stay tuned to 88.1.